Now, Wisconsin Republicans have three audits of the 2020 election underway or in the works. That's despite the state's election results surviving multiple court challenges, a partial recount, and no evidence of widespread voter fraud. This week, one of those efforts ran into a roadblock. Republican State Representative Janelle Branchen issued subpoenas for voting machines, ballots, and other election material from Milwaukee and Brown counties. The legislature's nonpartisan attorneys have now said for a second time she doesn't have the authority to make that move. We're talking now about the latest on Republican election probes in the state and a number of Republican election bills that Governor Tony Evers vetoed this week. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you make of these efforts to audit the 2020 election? What about efforts to make changes to absentee voting? What was your experience like voting in the 2020 election? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
A lot going on here. Let's start with the election probes here. Representative Branchen, who we invited, by the way, to join this conversation. We haven't gotten a response back. The offer's still out there, though. Representative Branchen issued these subpoenas. What did she say about why she was doing that?
Well, Representative Branchen, who is the chair of the Assembly's Elections Committee, has said that she thinks this probe is valuable because she thinks it's going to bring something different to the table than the other ones that you've already mentioned that are already rolling. Representative Branchen was among a handful of state lawmakers that actually traveled out to Arizona to witness the election audit. Some folks call that a forensic audit that, took place out there. And so basically that's what her proposed audit looks like. It's an Arizona style forensic audit, or would be if it was able to move forward.
And it's just those two counties, right? Milwaukee County and then Brown County, home of Green Bay.
That's right. And she told reporters, and she actually spoke about this at a rally at the Capitol last week as well, that she narrowed it down to those two counties because that's where she sees the biggest problems for potential voter fraud, in her opinion.
What did we hear from the legislature's nonpartisan attorney about whether the head of this committee has the authority to issue this kind of subpoena?
So, as you mentioned, we've actually heard twice from the legislature's nonpartisan law office, essentially. And basically what they say is the subpoenas aren't valid because under a resolution that the legislature passed that gives subpoena power to lawmakers for election investigations, those subpoenas need to be signed by the leaders of the state Senate and the state assembly, respectively. And Representative Branchen's subpoenas have not been signed by legislative leaders. And therefore, according to the legal, interpretation of the legislature's lawyers, they're not valid. They don't have those signatures.
Has there been pressure on the leader you mentioned, in this case, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, to sign on to an effort like this?
We've been able to ask Speaker Voss his opinions on Representative Branchen's inquiry. When it was kind of in the earlier stages, she was talking about this. He said that he just doesn't see what it would accomplish. And so the speaker has been pretty consistent in not backing this particular effort. It's important to note that he is kind of the architect behind another one of the audits that's ongoing. He has organized an effort that's led by former state Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman, who was a conservative justice on the state Supreme Court. Initially, that effort included three retired police officers that were working under Justice Gabelman. Those officers have since left the investigation, but it's still moving forward. They're figuring out kind of how to reconfigure. But Speaker Voss is the architect of that. So he's not opposed to further investigations into the 2020 election. But he doesn't think that Representative Branchen's, at least what he said so far, would contribute to the conversation about that.
We're talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about ongoing efforts to investigate the 2020 election here in Wisconsin, and some bills passed by Republican lawmakers vetoed by Governor Evers when it comes to state elections. You can join in with your thoughts and questions on those issues at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Laurel, with this attempted subpoena of Brown County and Milwaukee County's ballots, election records, machines, I think, have we heard responses from election officials in those counties?
We have heard so far that, you know, they're reviewing the request. They certainly haven't released the information yet to Representative Branchin. I think it's also, you know, worth noting that Governor Evers was asked to weigh in on this earlier this week, and reporters asked him, do you think that these officials should release this information to the representative? And his words, his exact words were, hell no. So there's certainly some pushback to the officials releasing that information.
I mentioned three different paths of inquiry here. We've talked about this subpoena and the questions about its legal status. You mentioned Speaker Voss's effort with the former state Supreme Court justice leading it. What's the third?
The third is an audit that is being conducted by the Legislative Audit Bureau, which is a nonpartisan, another nonpartisan office associated with the state legislature. And this is an audit that was backed, again, by Republicans. The Republican-controlled legislature passed this, called for the audit. It's ongoing. I think we're expecting results from that sometime later this year. And actually, the chair of the Senate Elections Committee, Branchin, Representative Branchin, is the chair of the Assembly Elections Committee. The Senate chair said that she is invested in the outcome of this Legislative Audit Bureau investigation. She thinks that that's going to be fruitful. So when she was asked to weigh in on the representative's efforts, she said, you know, I'm looking at this Legislative Audit Bureau investigation. That's kind of where my attention lies.
And then part two here of our conversation today, we had Governor Evers vetoing a bunch of bills related to elections in Wisconsin, including some related to indefinitely confined voters. First of all, just to talk about a little bit about the broad scope of the things that passed the legislature and then the governor vetoed.
So what's going on here is that Republicans introduced a package of about 10 bills after the election that largely respond to Republican criticism of how the 2020 election was administered in Wisconsin. So some of the things that were brought up in those GOP-backed lawsuits, whether they were the lawsuits from the Trump campaign, Trump allies, as you mentioned, you know, indefinitely confined voters were mentioned in these bills. Indefinitely confined voters' ballots came up a lot in those Republican lawsuits. So basically, these are Republican efforts to change election laws to address some of those things that Republicans thought were handled inappropriately or are weaknesses, in their view, in the state election administration system. So specifically, what some of the things would do in that package of 10, and as you mentioned, the governor has vetoed six of those now, is to make it more difficult to characterize yourself as indefinitely confined. That's somebody under state law that has limitations that keep them from leaving their home and voting. So right now you can claim that status. You can get some exemptions for things you need to provide with your ballot, like a photo ID. And you can do that for an indefinite amount of time. Under the new restrictions, you would only be able to classify yourself in that way for a year, and you'd have to kind of resubmit those applications. So I think that's a good example, a very concrete example of, you know, additional requirements and taking away some provisions that make it a little easier for certain populations. That's kind of the way that a lot of these bills went.
We're picking up a conversation about Republican efforts to review the 2020 election results here in Wisconsin. Despite those results in the state and around the country surviving multiple legal challenges and recounts, also looking at bills passed by the Republican legislature aimed at changing Wisconsin's election laws and vetoed by Governor Evers. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White stays with us, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are there changes you want to see made in Wisconsin's election system? Things that you think need to be cleared up or standardized, things tightened up or loosened up? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go to your calls now. Mark is with us in West Bend. Mark, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to say that the last time that I voted prior to this election cycle was way back when I first voted for the very first time in Obama's first term. And I only voted again, really, this time, well, fired up in general, but also because I was able to vote via absentee ballots, and my wife was the same way. And I would love to see a future Wisconsin or United States even, where everyone has mailed their ballot information and you can resubmit it, you know, if you want to vote or just toss it if you don't. But, you know, some sort of kind of combination online and mail program, because I feel like it inspires more people to vote the easier that it gets. And it's a shame that it feels like Republicans want to move in the other direction.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call. And Laurel, in 2020's elections here in Wisconsin, and I think in a lot of states, absentee voting was pretty popular in large part because of the pandemic, right?
It absolutely was. We saw absentee voting at levels in 2020 that we had never seen before. I think, you know, the conversation about mailing absentee ballots to folks or even mailing absentee ballot applications to Wisconsin voters is absolutely at the center of the conversation that's being had right now in the state legislature. One of these bills that the governor actually just vetoed this week was a bill that would have barred the state elections commission from sending absentee ballots or absentee ballot applications, like the caller just mentioned, automatically to voters when they hadn't requested them or not, just sort of sending preemptively to say, hey, here's your application if you want a ballot, or, you know, some places, not Wisconsin, but some places have automatically sent ballots as well. And Republicans have a problem with that. They say that that's not secure. They don't want those going out in the mail without people kind of soliciting them. So there's a real strong partisan disagreement about, you know, that sort of absentee ballot by mail scenario.
Mark, thanks a lot for sharing your story at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Russ with us in Belleville. Russ, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Russ?
Well, I think I just saw a thing on TV a little bit about we need to reframe this discussion. We shouldn't be, you know, arguing about an election that they claim was insecure when it wasn't. And the fact of the matter is lots of other states are more progressive as far as making it easier for people to vote, whether it's through their phone, through the internet. If we can have banking securely, why can't we make it easy for our citizens to vote? Because that's what democracy should all be about.
Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Now, Laurel, I think most states don't let you vote directly online. There are things that Wisconsin has done to give access to our voting records to request ballots online. Has that been part of this conversation in these bills that were just vetoed?
That is definitely kind of broadly part of the conversation. What can be done online and what can be stored online actually as well. One of these Republican proposals would require the State Elections Commission to keep paper copies of voter registration in addition to the electronic copies that they have when people register to vote online. So I think there's a push, kind of broadly speaking, from Republicans who have concerns about election security, that there needs to be a paper trail, that there need to be paper copies of things, that moving everything online, moving more things online, is really not the way they want to go.
Thanks for the call, Russ, at 800-642-1234. Laurel, I wanted to ask you, in your reporting, you talked about concerns from groups representing people with disabilities for some of these changes that the governor just vetoed. What kind of concerns did you hear?
Well, in addition to the concern about, you know, adding more kind of bureaucracy and red tape to renew that indefinitely confined status every year, that's something that they said would be burdensome for folks. There's another proposal that the governor vetoed this week that would limit who can return an absentee ballot for someone else. So if you have someone who is disabled, more difficult for them to leave their home, they've had people, family members, caretakers return their ballot for them, return it to the clerk's office. Under this Republican proposal that was vetoed, there would be very set limits on who could return that ballot. So it would have to be a member of your immediate family, or it would have to be someone that you had designated in writing to return the ballot for you. But if that person is outside of your immediate family, they can only be designated by two people to return a ballot. So basically what they're going against here is so-called ballot harvesting, where groups or individuals get a bunch of ballots, pick them up from people, take them in, drop them off. Republicans have concerns with that. But what disability advocates said was, you know, it's really important for some members of our community to have their ballots delivered by other people. And any limitation on who could do that and penalties on, you know, who could do that outside of, you know, if they go outside of this group that's designated in the bill, that could be really problematic for people.
Talk to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about elections in Wisconsin, ongoing probes led by Republicans into the 2020 elections, and a passel of bills passed by the legislature, vetoed by the governor when it comes to future elections and how they work. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Doug is with us in Rice Lake. Doug, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Doug?
Well, I'd like to bring up a few things. I have, except for 1 year in which I was in combat in Iraq, which was an absentee ballot opportunity, and those are, I accept those, would be a reasonable reason to have an absentee ballot. But since then, I have found it my obligation and duty to show up where I can vote, and I provide an ID, because I'm required to show an ID, that I am who I am. The person behind the desk, they have sworn that they will uphold all these rules and regulations of voting. And so then I got to start questioning all these other means in which voters can vote. And I just see an opportunity for a lot of people in the graveyard to be voting or ghosts.
Doug, thanks a lot for the call. No evidence of the dead voting in Wisconsin, Laurel, but Doug's concerns, I think, echo some Republicans saying they don't feel like absentee voting is necessarily as secure as in person.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, they want to close some of these, you know, what they call loopholes for absentee voting, like indefinitely confined voters, being able to have someone sign off and certify that they are who they say they are instead of providing a copy of their ID with their ballot application, things like that, that they say just make the process not as secure as they want it to be. On the other side of the coin, you know, folks push back and say that not everybody's able to, for, you know, a variety of circumstances, show up on election day and when polls are open to be there in person to submit their ballot, to show their ID in person, and that those people deserve to vote as well. So really fundamental kind of disagreements there.
Thanks, Doug, for the call. Let's go to Karen now in Shorewood. Karen, hello.
Hello. Thank you. This is a great conversation. I was driving down the street when I heard this, and I thought, I'm an indefinitely confined voter. I've been so since 2007. And I think the people who run elections run them very well. And any attempt to change this, to me, is someone trying to take away my ability to vote. And I have been voting in every election since I was 21. I vote in local elections, I vote in state elections, and I vote in federal elections. And it just really upsets me no end. It just seems to me just another form of voter suppression.
Karen, thanks a lot for the call. And Karen, making a case that I think Democrats in our last half a minute or so, Laurel, made reacting to these Republican proposals.
Absolutely. That's really the pushback, is that there is a population of indefinitely confined voters in Wisconsin who face barriers to voting that other folks don't. and that the state has an obligation to provide some accommodations to make it possible for them to participate in the democratic process. So it's finding the balance between, you know, what Democrats say need to be done to make that happen and what Republicans say they're comfortable with in terms of election security.
Thanks for that call. And Laurel, thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Laurel White, WPR's state capitol reporter. She joins us today to talk about the latest on Republican audits of the 2020 election and a number of Republican election bills Governor Evers vetoed this week.